Bob jumped ship in the Middle East.
Besotted with his local bin.
Let me take you away from all this.
Many men have many words.
But Bob put his money where his mouth was.
Got her out.
Back to Britain.
All totally illegal.
Don't stare.
But they're staring at me.
That's just what we don't want.
Do you think she's English?
Is this your house?
Keep away from the window.
Bob's scared shitless.
Case immigration comes knocking on the door.
Keeps her under lock and key.
Just for the time being.
But the bench is restless.
Every day you say tomorrow.
She wants out. A life. To live.
So what's the problem?
She went out on her own.
Yes, of course. If you won't come with me.
Where'd she go?
Next door, a barbecue.
Nice.
She's chatting to people.
Is that against the law?
You're against the law.
People are kind, are friendly.
She tells them her name, where she comes from. It's crazy.
That's right. I'm going crazy in my head.
The Freedom Trap by Steve May. With Bill Nye, Suda Butcher and John Benfield. Episode 3.
Bob, this is me, your big sister Jennifer, talking, and you can't go on like this.
That's what I'm telling him. I can't live shut up in this house.
You don't stay in the house. You sneak out without telling me.
And you, listen to yourself. Look at your face in the glass, scared of every sound you hear.
You've got to get it sorted out.
I'm working on it.
How?
To get paperwork for me, documents.
So if they come knocking, it's all legal and above board.
Paperwork from where?
No names, no pack drill.
His name is Jack.
Jack Jackson?
Yes.
That nice man you met in prison.
I've always liked Bob. Ever since we shared a cell. Daft bugger he is. Straight as a donkey's cong. That's why he needed looking after, inside.
I thought you were steering well clear of Jack.
I was. I always have done.
The bloke is nothing but trouble.
But if he can help us...
He knows the right kind of people.
You know as well as I do. Everything Jack does for you, it's got a back
yes,
to it.
Yes, I know that.
Bob, please, will you go and see this Jack and ask him? Only ask him what he can do.
Bob! Devereux, nice job to see you, old mate. Long time, no see.
How's things?
As fine as possible. Lisa, get us a drink.
Your wishes, my command.
She's new.
Yeah. Come on, out with it. You never call round unless you want something.
Well, I'm looking for some paperwork.
Try the library.
Dodgy paperwork.
Bob, what has come over you? I thought you were above all that.
Well, it's for identification, you know.
What, birth certificate?
For starters.
You got one with a father on it?
Well, it's not for me.
A friend.
Yeah.
I am intrigued. He or she?
She. I brought photos. I don't know what else you need.
Nice. Where's she from?
The Middle East.
Are you ready for this?
Gasping.
Anything else?
Just leave a bottle and run along, eh, love?
Message understood.
Oh, you could check out the fighters with Dougal.
Will do.
She's a dog, that one.
So, can you or can't you?
And filthy with it.
I need to know.
Okay. It's not my normal line of country. Illegal immigrants. Messy sort of business. Boats at dawn. Sad little blokes with suitcases.
She's not like that.
But for a mate. For a price.
Never mind the price.
You'll mind it when you hear it.
Try me.
It's got to be $5,000. Whew. Have a drink.
No, thanks.
Bob, you know me. I've always believed in give and take. You do someone a favour, they scratch yours.
What kind of favour did you have in mind?
As it happens, I've got a little job on.
No way.
Well, hang on.
No.
Wait till you've heard what it is.
I've told you before, thanks very much, but I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Not in the keyboards, cocktail style.
What?
Bit of a tinkle in the background. I thought that was your pianoforte.
Where?
My place. My new place. You haven't been there, have you?
No.
Suffolk. I do these house parties for the weekend. Clients, associates, you know the score. Try and keep them amused.
Well, I haven't got a keyboard.
Is a Bechstein grand in the use?
Oh, I suppose it'll do.
Now, I can't say further than that, can I? And bring a Doris. I'm dying to meet her.
It was a typical Jack-style do. Suits and cleavage bought and paid for. Half bent, half cut. Badges for everyone, like a conference.
All men pay for sex or pay something. It's a little known fact.
Look, there's Jack in the middle of it all, holding forth, coming out with all his best crack-brained ideas, and everyone goes, yeah, and nodding. And when he runs out of crack-brained ideas, he shows off with Bob.
Nice work if you can get it.
Oh, yeah, that's neat.
Oh, he's very well trained. Any tune you like, he can play.
Can I have a go?
That's what he's here for.
Do you know Secret Love?
No, but he can play it.
Can anyone join in?
Be my guest. Never been caught short, Bob.
Satisfaction. Yes.
She's in a corner, behind the stage bit, behind the PA. That's where Bob must have put her for safekeeping. But Jack, he soon sniffed her out.
Excuse me, but I presume you are Bob's friend.
And you're Jack?
That's what it says on a label.
It's a beautiful house.
So why are you hiding behind a palm pot?
Bob told me to sit out of the way.
Silly Bob. Always thinking small.
He said because I'm with him, and he's a musician. It's not like proper invitation to your party.
Cobbler's love. What's his is mine, what's mine's my own, or something like that. Come and join the festivities. You got nothing to hide, have you?
I hope not.
Take my word. As of now, you are totally legal and above board. But we'll sort that out later. Just for now, come and meet the gang. Not the most refined bunch on God's earth, but the heart is in the right place in most cases. Now, now, behave yourselves, gentles all.
Here, it's all gone quiet.
The entry of the Queen of Sheba.
What's up, Bob? Lost your place?
It's not a Bechstein.
Don't worry, Cock. It's all under control. All will be revealed and all manner of things. Trust me.
Get on with it!
Do us Casablanca. You know, of all the girls in all the bars, that one. That's the ticket. Here you go, Sandra. I'll call you Sandra for now. That's actually your new name, yeah? But have a pew. Move up, Dick. This is Sandy. This is Dick. Oh, and Lisa.
Hello.
My
Hello.
One and only.
Hello.
Can you get her a badge done?
As soon as I saw her and Jack with her, I thought, here we go.
One badge.
Thank you.
Go on, put it on. It means from now on, you're an official person.
I'll go and see if Michael's ready with the buffet.
Good thinking.
Jack, is she spoken for?
Who?
The Sultan.
Billy, don't, please.
Just wondered.
I tell you what, there's horse racing in the video lounge. Why don't you go and see if you can bank a winner?
Okay, right, I'll do that. Got any tips?
Don't insult my friends.
No offence intended.
And piss off. That's the trouble with this lot. It's the sort you've got to mix with. If you want to make a few squid, it goes with the territory. Now, Bob, he's lucky. He can pick and choose the arty-farty types, mix with who he likes.
Bob doesn't have many friends.
Well spotted. But that's his choice.
Only next door, they're staring through the window.
As soon as you want to go places, you've got to mix. It's a pain in the arse, frankly. Present company excluded.
Michael says he's ready with the buffet now.
Well, tell him I'm not ready for it yet.
He's getting a bit stressed.
That's what he's paid for. You tell him. When I want it, I'll say the word.
OK. Pick the poor lobsters.
You see, Sandy, he's providing a service. And service means do what you're told. Well, I know that. That's my business, a lot of it. Providing services. That's how I make my dosh. And you don't make dosh by pushing your customers about.
Is she your wife, Lisa?
You must be joking. Do I look the type? Married to that? No disrespect.
She's a very attractive woman.
If you like that sort of thing.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, sometimes. But not for keeps. She does for spare time. No disrespect. I take good care of her.
Have you got children?
Why do you ask?
If a man has much, he likes to pass it on.
I've got one daughter, but she's unofficial. She doesn't know, nor does her dad, the official one.
Do you see her?
Every now and then, from a distance. So what I've got, I intend to spend it. Well, I've got the chance.
What do you spend it on?
Crap, Lisa, drink, these bastards. I don't know. I suppose Bob, he knows how to show a girl a good time, does he?
He's always watching Penny since we come here.
Did he buy that dress?
Yes. What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
He went to London.
Yeah, well, there's London and London.
Does it look stupid?
Not on you.
He paid £45.
Worth every penny.
I look stupid, don't I?
It's an old saying. You get what you pay for.
I saw one like it in the magazine.
It's the material. That's what let it down. If we're being totally honest.
Acrylic.
It all depends what you want from life.
To live.
You're happy, are you?
I want to do something with myself. I thought that when I come here I could. But it's as though I'm wrapped in a cloud and I can't reach out. I can't touch the world.
That's Bob for you. I like him, don't get me wrong. Love him. But he's a loser. Sad fact, his toast always hits the carpet jam side down.
And he takes half an hour to pick the hair out.
That's Bob.
I tell him, Bob, why don't throw it away?
But he won't. Because he is the patron saint of lost causes. Good money after bad. Our day will come.
I was a bit surprised about Jack. Not that he fancied her, that's par for the course. But in falling for her like he did, hook, line and sinker, like a kid of 12. I think he was a bit surprised himself.
Why doesn't Bob eat now?
He's the entertainer. He eats later. Got to make the bugger sing for his supper.
Why were you in prison?
Remand. I was never convicted, never came to trial.
Why did they remand you then?
I was cleared. No blemish. Bob wasn't so lucky. That's what I mean about Bob. He got 6 months for a first offence. Because he wouldn't say he was sorry. That's all he had to do, say sorry. But he wouldn't. They asked him, if it happened again, would you do it again? And Bob said, yes.
What was it Bob did?
Hasn't he told you?
No.
Facial rearrangement, this bloke.
Was it the man who took his wife?
You're not as grim as your sprout shaped, are you? Mind you, it takes a lot to rouse him. I expect you found that.
He's a very quiet man.
Except if you take his wife. I couldn't believe him when they told me what he'd done.
After the food, Jack didn't stay with her. That's when I realised he was really interested.
Lise, show Sandra the casino. It's not a real casino, but you can have a bit of fun. Give her some chips.
Welcome to the gaming room.
She didn't bet, but she watched, and she liked it. And they all liked her watching. And they all started putting bigger and bigger wads on the table. Jack left them to it. He had his pound of flesh to come from Bob. The man-to-man chat.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, roundabout. Have a seat. She'll turn up.
Well, I said I'd meet her by the buffet.
She's all right. She's in good hands. She's watching them show off at roulette. Oh. Have a seat. Yeah. Have a drink. Let's talk. We haven't had a talk for ages.
Well, have you got the paperwork?
What do you think?
Can I freshen your glass?
I'll have a stout.
Stuff the stout. Give him a brandy. Cognac.
And a stout.
And a stout.
To wash it down.
Nice arse, Sylvie. Lee, she picks him for me. She's got a good eye. I like beautiful things.
That's why you like me.
I like you, because you're straight. Of course, I can talk to you. This lot is crap. You can't talk. They don't understand. They don't care. They haven't got a clue.
They seem to be enjoying themselves.
They're enjoying me, Bob. This is all me, the old shooting match.
You're certainly doing okay for yourself.
What do you want from life, Bob?
A dodgy birth certificate.
It's all sorted. It'll be ready tomorrow, for Christ's sake. Stop going on about
it. I'm sorry.
You're getting as bad as they are.
But what do you want from life?
I thought you never asked.
Because you've got everything, haven't you?
And I love it. Mind you, I'm not one of your flash bastards. You ask anyone.
Brandy and stout?
You ask Sylvia.
Ask me what?
Sylvie, do I try it on? Have I ever?
No, Jack. Not with me.
See? Have one yourself.
Oh, thank you.
I don't try it on. I don't take advantage. I'm me.
I get what I get.
He's a
prick. Because I'm me, not
because he's
of this
prick.
Or that. This
and he likes to drink. And then he's got a tool.
Thing.
And after that, it's sex. Boys for the bullshit, girls for the bunk up. He's got all these stupid ideas. And he thinks he's Albert Einstein.
You take gravity. What is it?
Attraction.
That's what you think. It's repulsion. What makes the universe like it is everything pushing everything else away. You can do the sums. It all works out the same. I mean, if it was attraction, everything would go crashing into everything else, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Lisa?
What?
Well, have you seen her?
Your woman's name is Sandra, Bob. Sandra. Suits her, don't you reckon?
Sandra?
Has anyone here seen Sandra?
Not recently.
Perfect hostess, see? Go and have a look then. And if you find her, bring me word again.
Anything else?
Mingle.
Will do.
But don't spread yourself too thin. Go on, shoot. Shags like a big fat rabbit, that one. Try her sometime. Don't tell her I said that.
No. Lisa, if you see her, can you tell her where I am?
Yeah.
You got it bad, our kid, have you not? Sitting here pretending you're listening to me, sliding your head round to get a look every time someone comes through the door.
Well, she's not used to it.
What, freedom?
People like this.
Well, I blame you. That one I keep around a lock and key. Bedroom eyes.
Sometimes people get the wrong idea.
No good chasing after them. If they want you, they'll find you. If they don't, that's my philosophy.
Yeah, right. That and gravity. It doesn't pull, it pushes.
Women. You shag them and lick them and suck them, but you can't eat them. Eat them right up. You can't get near them. There should be more to it.
Maybe there is.
Like what?
With some women.
You smug bastard. You think you're Choco, she's different. She's a slut like the rest.
Hello again, boys. Traffic news. Sandra was last seen going for a drive to the beach.
Who with?
I didn't ask. I can find out if you like.
Don't bother. You want it for other duties.
Not so fast.
I like to show me feelings. Why shouldn't I?
Chinese proverb, ripe fruit, damage easy.
You've got a few more years on the sell-by.
Oh, don't mind him, Bob. He's just showing off.
You don't care, do you, Bob? He's seen it all before. A man of the world. Been there, done that, got the string vest. Go on, I'll be up in a minute. Takes her a while now, getting ready. You fixed up?
Well, I'll hang around a bit.
Plenty of spare. She's coming back, she's coming. Won't make any better moping.
Last one is a sissy.
I need a costume.
No, wait, it's balmy, it's Buffy.
If I swim, I need a costume.
Come on, Sandy, there's no business like show business.
Bob.
Well, I never. It's Maestro the Music Man. Don't you ever give it a rest.
I wasn't sleepy.
I'm going to have a swim.
You just had a swim.
She's going to have another one.
I need a costume.
I'll lend you one.
Come on, Sandy.
I want to talk.
Are you coming or not?
Moment.
Oh.
I'll come later.
Don't be long.
You might turn into a pumpkin.
Like you.
Today, I've been thinking.
I've had very good today.
Well, good, I was watching you.
It's so beautiful, this house.
Well, at first, I was really scared seeing you out in the open with all these people.
The beach is only 10 minutes in the car. It's not a proper road.
And then I thought, hang on, it doesn't matter, because this is what it's going to be like when we got the paperwork sorted out.
You haven't got the birth certificate yet?
No.
Jack said he'd give it to
you. Well, he didn't.
Did you ask him?
Yeah, of course I asked him.
What did he say?
He said it'd all be ready tomorrow.
Why tomorrow, but not today?
I don't know, because he likes to wind people up. That's not the point. I'm trying to tell you something important.
Okay, tell me, because I want to go and swim.
Well, I was watching you with Jack and them. And
you're angry?
No, because I know that's how it's got to be. That's how it's going to be. I don't own you. You're you. You're like a peacock with crows. I can't stop it. I don't want to stop it. I want you to know. I'm on your side. You know, there's so many things we can do. Go places, see things. You can learn to drive, all sorts of things. And just be together.
Jack said maybe he can give me a job.
Doing what?
In his shop.
You fancy that?
Why not?
Well, no reason if you like bookies.
I don't know what I like till I try it.
What else did you do today?
We were driving on the beach.
Yeah.
The air so warm and soft. Dougal went out on his surfer in the dark. They've got a boat.
Oh, yeah. Who's Dougal?
He works for Jack. We're riding tomorrow, early.
Nice crowd.
Yes. Dougal is so funny. The jokes he says. Come ride in the morning, meet him.
Well, I can't. I'm working. I'm a tradesperson.
Jack won't mind.
Oh, you don't know Jack.
You must be strong with him.
No, that'd rub him up the wrong way. I've got to be weak and grovel and let him make a fool of me.
And you do this for me?
All part of the service.
You're a sweet man.
I'm a stupid bloody fool.
Come here.
Well, haven't you got to go and swim?
I'll swim later.
Oh.
I don't think she made it to the pool that night. And Jack didn't have a very good night, rambling on about life being a mystery and giving me a slap or two. I reckon he planned the whole thing then. Bob started up at 10, on the dock, very cheerful.
Morning, all.
Keep up the good work.
What happened to your eye?
She fell over shaving.
Where is everyone?
Horses, golf, beach, bed. Why don't you knock off for a bit?
No way. He's being paid. He's a pro. You play if there's no one here, don't you?
That's right, Jack.
Even when a ship goes down, he plays. Whatever you do, don't stop.
He kept playing all morning, solid as a rock, like nothing phases him. Even when Jack started taking the piss.
Do you know the birdie song?
No, we can play it.
Do you know Tie a Yellow Ribbon?
No, we can play it.
And he will. You can't stop him.
Around 1 o'clock, the beach crowd came steaming in.
Sandra! Enjoy yourself.
We had a great time.
She's a natural.
I told you so.
He taught me to dive. I've never dived in before.
Oh, he's a good teacher, Dougal. He taught Leisure a thing or two.
The water's so warm.
Everything's warm here.
Yeah, where's the east, Jack?
I'm so hungry.
Well, you're in luck. Dinner is just about to be served.
Jack had Sandra on his table and he's feeding her like old Bids feed their pussycat.
There you go, my dear. Try a bit of this.
How about one of them Eurovision jobbies? Boom, bang, something.
No, we've had enough crap. Bob, my man. The theme from Love Story.
Now, for God's sake, give it a rest.
Shut up. I'm serious. Ah, that was some film. That film had everything. It had ping pong and a cripple and people dying for love. That is what I call music. Yes, that is beautiful. That gets you right in the arms. Doesn't that get you any art, Sandra?
Yes.
Should we dance?
Why not?
Next thing, they're up on the floor. It's one of Jack's party pieces. You wouldn't think a fat bloke could move so smooth.
Now that is what I call music. That is music. That is what I call music. For God's sake, play it proper! I said Love Story, not Muffin and Mule. Play it proper.
I was playing it.
Well, it didn't sound lovey to me. Sounded to me like you were trying to take the piss.
Because you don't know piss all about music.
I may not be a musician, but I know when some bastard gets a tune wrong.
Every song's got a tune and chords.
I'm not interested. I've got the record. The record. It's right. Right? I thought we had a deal. What's the matter? Can't you play it right? Aren't you capable?
Bob can play anything.
That's better. That's nice. That's how I like it. Keep it like that. Don't stop, my darling. This moment, it can't last, but while it does, kiss me.
And they were dancing again, and she was laughing, and Bob, he kept on playing. And then they disappeared.
We know where you're going.
Off they went and didn't come back. Naturally, people start to talk.
I'll give you three guesses what they're up to.
She's got those long legs, all muscles. Get him round your neck.
She was all over him.
I bet she bangs like a shithouse door on a false tin. Steady on, mate, you'll break it.
Bob, curl surprise. You're still supposed to be on the job.
I've had enough.
Marathon man drops out. Fancy a hand or two?
No, thanks.
For old time's sake. 50p a point.
Where is she?
Going to have a look at the fight. See? They're down the garden. Sure you won't have a hand or two?
No, I don't anymore. You know that.
No, you're probably right. Because it's no sport, is it, you and me?
That's right. No contest.
It's like a mismatch. Because if I put in a real bet, you can't match it. It's not your fault. I'm not trying to put you down.
If I wanted a bet, I'd make it good. I can match any bet you make if I wanted.
Yeah. I believe you. But it's not real. A real bet's when you wager something that's important to you. Really important to you.
Ah, Jack, that was pathetic. I could have done better with my granny.
Oh, well, let's hope the rest of the afternoon's sport's a bit more entertaining.
What's the game?
Underskirt.
Deal me in.
Not this time. Not this table. This is strictly between my mate Bob and myself. Playing for special stakes.
I told you, I'm not playing anything.
Yes, you are. Lisa, is it all set up?
Yep.
Where is she now?
Getting changed, ready for a swim.
Right. You know what to do?
Yes, Jack.
Make sure you wait for the signal.
I found her on the path, by the side door of the house. She was trembling and staring at these bushes.
What's the matter? What is it?
I'm walking to the pool, yes? When I opened the door was a snake. Very thin, like a shoelace. He starts to crawl in the door, so I shut it quick and it caught him half in and half out. He was wriggling and I saw his eyes and I'm thinking, this is stupid to trap him, so I can't get rid of him. So I open the door and he crawls away across the stones, into the bushes there.
It's probably a grass snake.
No.
They're not really snakes, they're lizards, but they've got no legs. There's quite a few about.
He had slanty eyes. It's like a viper. If they pick his poison...
Well, he's gone now.
Are you coming to swim?
No. I've got something to say to you.
Gentles all, let me have your attention. The climax of our afternoon's entertainment, a little private wager between Bob, the magic music man, and myself, involving 10 grand, a slapper, and a long, lonely drive home. I know it's a bit public, Bob, but in the long run, it's for your own good. Better to find out sooner rather than later.
10 grand, is that all you think she's worth?
Bob, if I've a mind to, I could buy her for less. A lot less. Are you in?
Stuff it!
Bloody hell, you don't have to spoil it for everyone.
Nice one, Bob. Getting cross, are we? Yeah. Getting a bit peeved? You can take it out on a TV set, but that's not what's upsetting you. What's upsetting you is knowing deep down... Don't walk away from me! Knowing deep down I've got it and you haven't. I'm the winner, you're the loser. Or can't you face it? You don't dare, do you? Hey? Come on, then. Try it.
Bob, never.
He's not that sort.
It's not Bob's style.
If you don't believe me, have a look. It's here, in the paper, in black and white.
So Bob loses his rag again, lays into Jack, lays him out, grabs the woman and they escape.
No, no, no. Bob Roberts solo piano at the Le Mans Jazz Festival.
Show me.
See for yourself.
That must be another Bob Roberts. Oh, Bob, he can't play jazz.
I'll tell you what he did. Jack was taunting him, right to his face. Spittle, sneering. He wanted Bob to blow, but Bob just turned away. He took his badge off, tossed it on the ground and walked out.
I thought so. No, Bottle. It's not fighting you're scared of, Bob. It's finding out. Finding out the truth.
Bob didn't say a word. I passed him in the doorway. He's white as a sheet and his dicky bow's twisted up under his ear. And when he saw me, he reached in his pocket.
Give her this. And if she wants to come home, it will pay for the train.
50 quid. He must have had it ready. I told him. Keep it. She won't be needing train fare.
Lisa? What's going on?
Go on, Bob. Quick. And good luck.
Lisa? Where is she?
Didn't you see? She's gone.
How come?
When I told her what was coming off.
You silly cow. We never saw it. You were supposed to wait for the signal.
Yeah, but Jack, what difference does that make? What's important is what she says, her answer to your question.
What does she say?
She said, Jack, never in a million years.
I don't believe you.
Suit yourself.
Well, she won't get far without the paperwork. I think there might still be room for negotiation. I think we might still have a handle there.
No, Jack, because I'm afraid she's got the paperwork already.
You cow. So it's happy ever after into the sunset. Well, I suppose even a born loser like Bob has got to win the odd skirmish every now and then.
Jack, you are a prat. She hasn't gone with Bob.
What did you do after that?
Dougal gave me a lift.
It must have been a time of immense emotional turmoil.
Most certainly. I stayed with Dougal in London 2 months. He was very good to me. But in London I met Peter.
Hello.
Don't let him go too near the water.
And that really changed your life.
That really changed my life. Peter is very kind, generous. He cares and he shares. And he's very good with Aziz and Bashir.
Bob Roberts?
No, I expect I'm the other one.
Oh, pity. Do you know she's funny that way?
Of course I know it.
Right. It's our anniversary, sir.
I know it, but I'm not going to play it. I don't do requests.
In episode 3 of The Freedom Trap, Bob was played by Bill Nye, Sarab by Suda Butcher, Jack, John Benfield, Jen, Ingrid Lacey, Lisa, Natasha Pine, Sylvia, Becky Hindley, and voice, Andrew Branch. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Sound designer, Keith Graham. The pianist was Colin Guthrie. Episode 3 of The Freedom Trap was written by Steve May and directed by Celia DeWolf.
And that being the concluding episode of The Freedom Trap, in its place we'll have a tasty thriller in which the way to a husband's heart is found through the pleasures of a sumptuous meal. That's in Red Herrings at the same time tomorrow. Okay, it's over.